What it do, people? It's Animal Brown checking in. You know what time it is. Just because we dropped a real episode today don't mean you're not getting no more reviews on the same day, all right? This is day 7, man, 12 days of Christmas. It's me and the homie Spike Lou. We are reviewing YFN Lucci's Ray Ray from Summer Hill. Now, this is probably the earliest album that we'll talk about in these 12 days of Christmas. This came out in like March, something crazy early. So check it out. Check out what we thought about Ray Ray from Summer Hill from YFN Lucci, all right? Days of Christmas, we are back. It's YFN Lucci time.
Oh, YFN.
Let's get excited, man. Mm. YFN Lucci, Ray Ray from Summer Hill. Mm. Debut album came out this year, March 9th. Well, I don't know. Tidal got a different date.
Tidal has a different date.
I don't
Tidal
know who
says
to trust.
February 16th.
Do we trust Tidal or Wikipedia? Mm. Oh, at the end of the day.
I'm going with Tidal. Fuck it.
Fair enough. Black on. We're here for that.
Yeah.
You know how we get down, man. Expectations, initial thoughts, highlights, lowlights, and then we're going to give a rating, all right?
Yep, we're going to give you a rating 1 to 5 reels, somewhere in between, and we'll let you know what those ratings mean. We're going to give you expectations, what stood out to us, and what we think about the project overall. I am Spike Lou.
Facts.
Animal Brown is over there.
Yeah, that's my name.
Yeah.
They knew that.
Did they?
Instagram Animal_Brown, man. Fuck,
all that good
say
stuff,
anyway.
Man. Ain't nothing changed. Just more episodes for y'all to digest. Some Christmas gifts for y'all. So,
absolutely.
What'd you think about YFN? All
right, so my expectations going in were low.
Really?
I like YFN Lucci. I thought Wish Me Well 2 mixtape was banging, very slept on. But he dropped the EP like a month before this,
mm-hmm.
called Frida's Son. Shout out to Frida. But that shit was trash, and I was like,
why was that trash?
No, it was a little EP, about 4 or 5 songs. They just, none of them was hitting on anything. It was pointless. They were clear throwaways, and so I was like, "Damn, if this is the EP, then if this is the appetizer, like the main course, like I'm straight on that."
Mm.
So I wasn't looking forward to this YFN. This was March when it was kind of slow.
Yeah.
We had the Nipsey come out, and I think this was right in between Nipsey and Cardi B, but it was slow at the top of the year. So I was like, "Man, this ain't really gonna be hitting on nothing." And I was pleasantly surprised. Mm. What were you expecting from this YFN?
Well, if you listen to our show, then you know, or this is not going to be a surprise to you. I had 0 to no expectations. I've heard none of those projects in which you were talking about. The reason that I know YFN Lucci is he dates Regine. See, I ain't hating on him or nothing. Like, I know who he is if I seen him, but I ain't listened to any projects. And one thing is, the reason being, like, I recognize my washedness. So I ain't going to run to YFN Lucci not liking it, then call it some slaw just because I'm old. I ain't going to do that. I ain't going to do that to him. So in effort to try to expand over the holidays and give you guys more content, we decided to listen to this. And going into it, like I said, I had no expectations. And I got about what I expected.
But nothing. You've heard him on, like, he was on an Everyday We Lit with PNB. Yeah. Like he's been on some hooks and shit.
Yeah, I've heard of him, and I've heard of him on hooks. And that's why, like, going into it, I really didn't know what to expect. My initial takeaways is, okay, so this is what happened to Rich Homie Quan's career.
Mm.
Nigga,
yeah,
like,
he took
just,
that.
Like, this is mine now.
He
like,
took
and
that.
Y'all, you gone.
Yeah.
And what I will say is, I'm not knocking what it is. It just took me a while to get into it, like midway through the album. And we'll get into that as we talk more about it.
Yeah.
But just, I didn't have a lot of expectations, but like, I got what I expected from it, if that makes sense.
Once you heard it, though.
Uh-huh.
I mean, were you like, it was trash? I mean, what do you think? Fuck out of here.
I
it's
promise.
Not trash.
I tell you why, because it confused me. I didn't know if it's just Trap and B. I don't know if this, like, it's not quite like Bone and straight harmony.
He's
rap.
Blurring the lines.
I think if he picked a side, I would like it better. Like, if I felt like that he was, I'm flat out going to sing, like, not that he has the best voice, but
right,
I would. It took a while to get used to the tempo for me. Like, he was saying, then he would, like, kind of rap, then he would rap. So you got to, like, if you don't listen to that a lot, and I don't listen to a lot, like, as far as new music, I listen to it the first couple of days. If I like it, I pick a couple songs, but I ain't keeping those albums in rotation. So for me, it just took my ear a while to get trained to listen to it. And as I did, I found myself nodding more later in the CD. When I first cut it on, I was like, oh my God, I got to listen to 19 of these? But when I got to 10, 11, and stuff like that, it started to, like, flow together. You're like, okay, I get it.
But that's usually when an album pick up, though. Mm-hmm. Right there toward the middle. Yeah. I mean, obviously, every album is 20 tracks long.
Right, right.
But for a 20-track album, yes, it starts to pick up steam around 9, 10, and 11. My initial thoughts was it was better than expected. It was killing that EP that had just came out. Mm. But the thing about it is his voice is an acquired taste.
Right.
It's like beer. First try beer, that shit not good. Don't let nobody tell. Nobody's gonna lie and tell me that the second they tasted beer for the first time, they fell in love.
It was refreshing.
That's a lie. But after you drink it for a while, you find your lane. You get your you like the shit with the extra hops or not or the IPA, whatever. You find your lane and you're cool. So when I heard his mixtape, I was like, okay, my ear is trained to listen to it. My gal hears him on the radio and turns it off immediately. Well, she's out of there.
Right.
She can't stand it. She hasn't listened to it enough.
I can understand that. And the reason I think that is I wanted to apologize. Uh-oh. We did our show last.
Right.
And I said I listened to Moneybagg's Yo album because I feel like it would be easier to digest. After listening to this, I want to totally apologize to Moneybagg Yo because at least he's giving you something as far as a flow and lyrics to break down. This is the most popcorn stuff that
that's
you probably
true.
Can make. It's popcorn.
No.
And I say that in the sense of there's not a lot there as far as what you got to digest and break down and go through. I heard the same lines in like 6 or 7 songs. Like, I understand you got love for your homeboys. I understand what you're trying to do for your moms and the house you bought. All of that's cool.
Oh, yeah.
But I also feel like it could be relayed in one song and then you could do another song and build more of a picture. One thing I walked away from this thinking is like I really wish I knew more who Ray Ray from Summer Hill was. Now, like, the album title is cool and all of that. If you could have built a story around it, and I ain't saying he got to go in there and be Nas and tell stories like that, but just something to give me more of a clear picture of who YFN is, and then therefore someone like me could get more in tune, if I don't like the music, at least the person. I was lacking that when I was listening to this.
I think on the surface level, when you hear him on hooks and shit, people think it's just Money Cash Hoes, like pretty much 80% of rap
it ain't
is.
That.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's not that. He's saying real shit on
that,
here,
he
though.
He is, but it needs to be developed more. And that's all I mean. Like, for bringing back up Moneybagg Yo, for example, when I said I listened to that because it was easy to digest, at least he will develop out, like, from bar 1 to bar 16, you understand where he went with it.
Do you?
YFN Lucci, like, around, I don't even know if they're broken down by bars, but around the middle of the verse, you're like, okay, didn't he just say this? Isn't this the 6th time he said this in this verse? And I understand why he does that. You brought up a good point. You said your girl, she listened to it, cut it off immediately.
Yeah,
you over it. I don't think that this music is not for us. Have a conversation with someone from age maybe 14 to 19, they talk like he raps. They talk just like this. So they like, oh, okay, I get it. And they can nod their head and ride around and listen to it all day. For us, we like, dog, where are the sentences at? Where's the beginning, middle, end, dude?
Now, it's full thoughts on here. He's got good joy. And he picked good beats, too.
He definitely picks good beats.
Good
I would
beats,
give him that
good beat. Samples. Yeah. He got the song Cry sample on here.
He does have a song Cry sample.
He got the Kanye and Cameron Down on here.
He needed a feature on that.
I know my niggas on. Yeah. Hey, my bitch, you gon' hold me. Yeah, and I know they got love for the boy. They were there from the start. See, they know where I came from. They know I had it hard. Yeah, see, I got up, but we were. Yeah, yeah. They picked me up when I was down. Yeah, I got love for the team. Can't let that intervene. Yeah, all them nicer niggas start trying to tell me.
Hey, we waited too long for this. Like, somebody needed to come in and just clean that beat up because it was so hard. Pause. But it's like Jim Jones, like
relax.
Somebody, anybody, like something affiliated with that time period when that beat came out for Purple Haze. It's like something just murdered that because he totally like dropped the ball. But the beat was banging.
Fuck.
I like the Zaytoven beat too.
Zaytoven got some heat on here.
Zaytoven
that's a fact.
Heat on
and that's gonna lead me to my highlights. The production, piano. I'm a big piano person. If I could go back to school and pay attention to one class that I didn't, it would be piano.
Hopefully, y'all had a piano class.
Facts. Shout out to Hillsborough class of 2 stacks.
Oh, man.
I didn't pay attention. I'm only 28. Yeah. I didn't pay attention at all in that class, and I'm hot because I wish I knew how to play that shit. That pianos are all through here, super melodic. Somebody, whoever he got in the studio was killing that shit.
That's a fact. His A&R bodied that.
That's a fact. I think he was damn near undefeated with the features on here.
Mm.
I thought the song with Offset was banging, the song with Meek Mill was banging, the song with Wale was banging, and the song with T.I. was banging.
Mm.
He cleaned up with the features, got the right ones. It's 20 tracks. It's not 20,000 features. That's rare nowadays. I think YFN is versatile enough to hold his own to where 80% of this is all him. I think that's dope. Of course, that Offset feature, if y'all remember, was the one where he had the line about queers. He said, I don't vibe with queers, and everybody was fake mad, and he apologized and didn't catch any heat for it because it was like, come on, relax.
Queer means weird. I don't
in his context.
People. Yeah, like, it's,
come on, man. They're, like, people know that.
But
that shit was fire. He picked the features right.
That's a fact. My highlights, well, I will start there, were the features. I think that he placed these people very well on this album, and they're big names. Like, you see an album with Wale, Offset, T.I., Meek Mill. You're like, okay, you got something going on. You left out Dreezy. She bodied this. That was a dope song that they had. It had like 9,000 writers on it. So I'm glad it came out great. But I definitely took away that the features were a big deal for me as far as just how he placed them. It made the album a lot bigger than any expectation that I had. More takeaways. It ain't the bars, man. I had a hard time getting past the bars.
They straight though. It's not it's like he's not struggle barring it out here. It's melodic and shit.
It's not struggle bars.
Nah.
So another good takeaway, like I said, was again the production. I like the production. Had some dope beats on there. The beat with Zaytoven was one of my favorite ones. And then when it hit the stride, I feel like the song with Meek Mill 9, 10, and 11 ish. When it got through there, that little stride was great.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much all I had.
The Meek Mill song and then the My Time song with that Song Cry sample. Yeah, like those back to back are banging.
You know they hate when we make it. Too many nigga wrote statements. We were scarred since babies. I put my heart in it, baby. Look, I've been starving lately. See, they hated on Jesus too. I got my guards up, baby. I'm gonna make them hate us too. I can't let up. You don't know all the bullshit I've been through, but it getting better. You don't know how many funerals I've been to. I hate to tell you. You don't know how many times I hit that road to go see fella.
And then the Hard Time. Meek Mill, My Time, Hard Time. Those three together. Boom, boom, boom. That kind of saved it for me because I was almost out of it at that point.
My favorite song is When I'm Gone, though. It's all the way at the end. Number 18. That shit rides. When are you gonna miss me when I'm gone, gone, gone?
I would say Street Kings is my favorite. I'll have to go to one with Meek.
Yeah, now that beat fire,
beat
too.
Beat is fire. Meek came in and cleaned it up. I liked it a lot.
Now, real quick, before we get to the... Well, no, actually, hold on. We'll do the lowlights.
Okay.
The voice can be repetitive.
It
can be off key. listen, I
thought that was what he was trying to do.
And maybe so. Key. But if my guy gets in the car and be like, hey man, turn that off, I can't be mad. I understand why somebody would say that.
That's a fact.
Plus it's too many songs. Like stop. 20?
It's way too many songs. And he need to pick a lane. I know I say this maybe a lot, but you gotta pick a lane. Like I can't have you.
It's a Rich Homie lane.
You see where Rich Homie at though. Like I think people get tired of this. Like I don't like the trapping B. Is that what we call in this? Like
you can
this,
say that
the melodic like street sounds. Like you still you got to clean it up a little bit. Either you got to go all the way pop or you got to go more street. And I just think either one of those needs to happen for YFN to continue to grow. I thought he was younger than what he is, so I feel like that he got a little window here in which he can capitalize off what he's doing now. If he grows up a little bit more musically, probably starts working with more people who can show him how to do a couple things with that voice that he has, because that is a tool. That's an asset that he got, that voice. True. A lot of people can't do that and be that melodic. He just needs to figure out how to clean it up a little bit.
Because you got
to
think, and I feel like his feature game is underutilized. Yeah. Like, he's on that Mozzie.
And that's what I'm saying.
He
like,
killed that.
He could do stuff like you could. Hey, I could hear him on a Mozzie record, or like he was on the T.I. record. Like hear him cleaning those records up, and even having more looks like that in 2019, if he can polish that style off.
That's true.
Pause.
Yeah, over an hour of that's tough. That's hard. It's a hard listen. It's an hour and 5 minutes. That's rough. I'm not gonna lie.
Right.
Even for me, which I'm a semi fan. My question before we get to the actual rating. So he took Rich Homie style. It's Rich Homie style.
That's a fact.
It's Rich Homie
style.
Wait,
was it What's the nigga before him? We was just talking about him when we was at the museum.
Ooh, like Young L.A.?
Young L.A. What's the other boy name? I don't mean to call him a boy, but
Young L.A. Yeah, OG?
Yeah. His J-Money. J-Money. The J-Money style. J-Money kind of birthed that style, right?
Yeah, he did. He did. But now YFN has kind of made a lane. Now it's like him, Derez Deshawn.
Derez Deshawn a little bit better at him than this too.
I thought it was him. When the first time I heard that that Hardaway,
yeah,
I was like,
you thought it was
YFN. I thought he gave
it up, right?
He gave a banger away. So they're very similar. I think you're right though. His Derez Deshawn's sound is more polished, universal. Yeah. So it's not like my guy not gonna hear that and be like, why is his voice crazy? You know what I'm saying? Like it's more cleaner.
And I think it come from working with someone like Envy. Like that was the person that's behind Derez Deshawn. He knows music and knows how it has to sound. If you're a DJ and you're trying to play that shit in the club, with not people like just standing there looking at you.
That's true. So, if I had to give this a rating, using the throwback source rating, but instead of mics, you know how we do it, it's Realville. We're using reels.
You.
I'd give it 3 reels, good, worth checking out. I would suggest this to anybody who is looking for something different that's not traditional rap, no boom bap shit, but then is not all the way like auto-tuned out like a Lil Baby or Gunner and like that. Like it's kind of right in between. I would suggest somebody like that check it out. So I'd give it 3 reels, good, worth checking out.
I'm going to go with 2.5, which is average. And the reason I feel that way is I found myself asking the question when I was listening to this. Okay, how did YFN break through? Because I hear this. I hear this if I'm scrolling through SoundCloud. If somebody send me a link and say, hey, listen to my song. If I go back home to Nashville and get 4 mixtapes. Like, I hear this.
Yeah.
And I hear some of it better than him. But YFN Lucci has taken off doing it. So I think it's an average project, like from an artist who... A lot of artists do this same thing, and he kind of got a break as far as how he got in this position. He's utilizing that break. So I'm going to give it 2.5 average.
He's supposed to leverage that relationship with
Reginae.
Strong. You got to be like a slick little power couple right now, dude.
Come on, dog.
You got to have at least had a collab album with Wayne or so, like, do something.
But you know, Toya don't like him.
I heard.
Yeah, she don't like
Now, she don't like the fact that
they in a relationship.
She's dating a rapper. He's older.
She done the same thing.
That's why she's speaking from experience. She knows where it could go and where it's likely to go. And
she don't want to see her baby get all heartbroken.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
I guess, but she's 21.
She know YFN out here shaking life.
Now, I think he be having her with him, though.
Sure he does.
No, that's what.
Didn't he get in trouble about a video leak? You ain't see him? Hey, was it Black Youngster? It was on Black Youngster's Snapchat. Black Youngster had like a 1,000 bitches over at his birthday party, and they was in a boxing ring and shit, and YFN got caught on one of the clips, and Reginae was hot at him.
Hey, man, listen, man. If I'm YFN Lucci, you know who I go with. Don't get me in the frame of the goddamn snap. Put some respect on my relationship, dude. Don't run the block hot. You're not supposed to do that.
Yeah.
Look at the snap you just made. Be like, oh shit, I call YFN in there. Let me delete that.
Let me go and crop that out.
Yeah, let me crop that out, man. Put some touch on that, man.
Yeah, I definitely think
Jesus Christ, worse than dude with the T.I. shit.
People reckless out here, man. They have no respect nowadays.
Dude with the T.I. shit was looking through a fucking peephole, dude. That's what I'm saying. Like, what are you doing?
Fuck, what was you at?
What kind of man this man law, guys? We got to bring that shit back to the forefront, dude.
Yeah.
I know Lucci who he fuck with. I'm not finna blow his spot up like that. I don't get no points for that.
People so thirsty. Like, people so thirsty on social media, though, trying to get them likes and, oh, did you see such and like, get out of here.
Yeah, damn. Let them be great, man. So that was YFN Lucci. Y'all know what y'all can do, man. Go to On Deck TV Podcast on Instagram or Twitter. Let us know. What did you think about Ray Ray from Summer Hill? Are you a fan of his? No? Yes? Give us your rating out of 5 reels. We're throwing it back to the source ratings.
Yeah, we're going to get that rating systems popping in the rap chat as well, man. Go over to Facebook. We're going to post the episodes. And once we post them, comment under the episode. Let us know what your rating is. I had 2.5 reels. Animal Brown had 3. Let us know what you think.
3 of them things, man. I slick could have gave 3.5.
Shit.
Borderline. Hey, man, we catch y'all next time, man. 12 Days of Christmas.
And we out.